saddle, he wore a shining star.
God, this has been a fast 4-hour show this morning here at Rosie on the House. We're here with the ant tormentor, Curtis Whaler from Blue Sky Pest Control. Before we go and finish answering the call from Carol in Tucson on combating scorpions, the offer, Blue Sky is offering Rosie on the House listeners only, and only today until noon.
Yep. It's when you jump on a regular pest control service, $79 for the initial service, which is over half off. And that's regardless of the size of the home. And, yep, and we take care of like 26 different Arizona pests.
And that includes a whole property assessment of what are you fighting and what have you got and how are we going to build a plan to eliminate the issue?
Like when you call in, we start the process there. We start asking you what you're seeing. And so we can customize the approach when we get out there.
Okay. Today, only till noon, and the phone number.
480-635-8492.
Let's go back to Carol. Finish talking about eliminating scorpion hazards at her home in Tucson. She's lived in the home since 79. Hadn't seen scorpions till just the last couple of years. Now they're invading her property. And then we got to get to Bill and Peoria. Wants to talk about roof rats. And you got about a minute and a half to do both those.
Okay,
scorpion battling scorpions.
Okay. A lot of times as a home gets older, stuff starts wearing down, like your weather stripping on your doors. Scorpions can literally squeeze through like a little crack, 1/32nd. So, like, I get down on the ground. If you see light at all through underneath your door, just get that weather stripping replaced or around or in the corners. There's little things at Home Depot you can get that help in the corners.
Right.
And that's one. Also, as you walk around, if you have a lot of clutter in your yard, whether it be leaf litter, you know, some of those old pavers that are stacked in the corner, you lift them up. Sometimes you'll find 2, 3, 4 scorpions underneath there. You're basically creating all this habitat, harborage area for scorpions. If you get that stuff off the ground, put it on a shelf in your garage or something, or, you know, rake up your leaf litter. Get, you know, like if you have your, you know, the little box that your pool toys are in, get it off the ground or get it away. So, because they love nesting under that stuff. That's their natural habitat to hide during the day.
How about bombing the property with DE?
Well, the only challenge with DE is not all DE is the same. Most DE that people get, it's the pool grade stuff. That's not necessarily the same grade that you want to use for pest control, one. Two, once it gets wet or moist, it's useless. So it's not like some silver bullet.
No. And I see people put mounds of it in front of their walkways and
around
useless.
The base. That's almost useless.
And that's the wrong way to do it, right?
Yeah, if you were to use it, because there's some DE products that we use.
Yeah.
You have to apply it just so thin that you almost can't see it. Because if they can sense it, they'll just walk around it. These pests aren't stupid.
Right.
That's why they're so effective.
All right, Carol, there you go. I hope that helps. Bill in Peoria, let's get to roof rats. Now, do you like to torment roof rats too? Do you tease them?
No. I don't mess with roof rats.
Okay.
Hi, this is Bill. I listen to your show. Thank you very much. Real quick, I found about a month ago under some logs a festation of like rats, and I, you know, got rid of those, but they were little newborns. But I do see some ones that go around, you know, the garden area and all that. And I have a tomcat trap, and I use that, but I haven't caught anything. Is there a better way to get, you know, catch these or identify where they're at?
Roof rats,
yeah.
Boy.
Roof rats are tough.
They're not in the roof, though. They're not in the roof, though. Yeah. I have not seen them, but they're in the backyard.
They haven't got in the house yet.
You don't think.
Roof rats were just a gift from heaven for pest control people, weren't they?
Well, we had enough to deal with before then, I wouldn't have minded not having it.
The bed bug infestation and the roof rat infestation.
They were first introduced up in this area of Phoenix, actually, in 2001, so they've only been around for about 16 years, but they've really spread quickly. They're probably one of our top rodents, actually, now.
And they're dumb.
Well, they actually can be pretty smart.
Really?
Here's the thing. Like, for example, just talk about if they're dumb or smart. Okay. The alpha rats, because they have a pecking order, they'll send juvenile rats to go check new stuff out. And if they see that it gets whacked by, like, a trap or something, they're never going to go near that trap. So I wouldn't say they're dumb. Okay. So,
are we gonna talk what we talked about off air? That his employees put scorpions and black widows in boxes.
Death match,
and the black widow won that time.
Interesting,
yep, pretty funny. Roof rats though, it only takes like a half an inch hole for them to get into your home. So it's important to walk around your house and inspect, because I've seen them. Now roof rats are very, very good climbers. like stucco, they'll go straight up a vertical thing. Now, if it's like really slick, they can't do it, but stucco, they can easily do it with their claws and stuff. And so I've seen it up where you can see a little bit of their, you know, the oil from their bodies. It's called sebum. And they were just going in this small little hole about the size of a quarter. And that's where they're getting into the attic. Now, roof rats also spend about 70%+ of the time off the ground. Now, they'll come down to the ground to get stuff. But yeah, you got to know how to put out traps. Okay. They don't like new stuff, and so they'll stay away from it.
Blue Skies Pest, the phone number real quick.
480-635-8492.
Okay, operators are there now. The offer only stands until noon. Give them a ring. The initial service is half price, but it includes a full assessment of the property and whatever pests you're combating, and puts together a strategy for combating them. That's for any subscriber to a one-year service.
Correct.
All right, fantastic. Well, we learned things about Curtis today we never knew. Folks, we hope you've enjoyed the show.
Join us next Saturday in Heber Overgaard for the annual Crawfish Festival.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.